Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Today's reading will start on verse 15 and end on verse 23. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation, for through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. Once again, that was Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. God's truth only changes our lives if we stand firm in it. These verses are a hymn about Christ's power and exalted position. Christ is fully God, therefore, the fullness of God lives in him. He made everything, and he is supreme over all creation. He is the head of the church and made peace with everything in heaven and earth. Paul didn't just write out the lines of the hymn. He applied them to the Colossians. They had been reconciled. They were blameless in the sight of God because they trusted in Jesus. Guilt was gone, and they had a new relationship with God that changed everything. It is not enough to know the right things. We have to really live them out. We can take in much information, but faith isn't just knowledge. It is living trust. Faith means living out God's truth in our hearts, minds, and actions. Only then will faith really be alive to experience the power of God's word. Too often people read the Bible but don't do anything about it. Too often a sermon is listened to, but no one asks, quote, what action or habit should I put into action this week, end quote. Don't overthink it, just read God's message and put it into action. Here are some things to ponder during your prayer time and to meditate on for the rest of the day. If Christ is supreme over all creation, what can this mean in your life today? What is one verse you can remember and live out today? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.